Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Better than Cleveland, Ohio. A couple things to let you know. If you want to reach the show, you can send an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. Still, if you don't know what email is, still, they've invented fire. Still. Okay. Facebook, go there, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment. Follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because... Smart.
Arthur, King of the Britons. Oh, don't grovel. One thing I can't stand, it's people groveling.
Sorry.
And don't apologize. Every time I try to talk to someone, it's sorry this and forgive me that, and I'm not worthy.
Was that like an Excalibur reference over there, Robo? I'm just kind of curious. Ladies and gentlemen, normally at this point, here's how I start this segment. I say, okay, this segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and Eric Holloway with 20 years of experience, active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications. Well, sitting across from me right now is Eric Holloway from Excalibur Roofing. Eric, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, David. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too. And so you and I had a little discussion today. About 40 different classifications. What? A license bonded in over 40 different classifications. Did we get that wrong? Is there something wrong with that?
We did. We didn't vet that completely.
What does that mean? We've been saying that for 3 months. What does that mean? So you're not in 40 different... You're licensed and bonded.
We are, yes.
And then there's classifications. But in those classifications, there's what? Plumbing?
Oh, yeah. There's roofing. Plumbing classifications. That's right.
So it's all these different ones. And so you're licensed... and bonded in your classification.
That's right. That would be the roofing classification.
So you're not in all 40 classifications, one of which is astronomy by dot-to-dot connections, right?
Agreed.
Okay. So we've got to change the live read, ladies and gentlemen. Plus, we got to change the recording. Well, we're not doing that till next week. So that's not going to happen.
That's
so
right.
That doesn't matter. Here's what I found out. You've got to tell me about this. I heard there's a rumor. I heard, first of all, that in the next... 50 days, they're anticipating 15 to 17 days of rain. And after tonight, because everybody thinks it's going to rain because it's going to sprinkle, there's going to be 2 inches of rain tomorrow in San Diego. Did you hear that?
That's what they're saying.
Wow. Now, what happens when a roof, I mean, it gets that kind of pressure. If it's not been kind of taken care of or somebody's not inspecting it, what can happen to a roof under 2 inches of rain?
Well, you'll find out real quick. You'll find out when your big flat screen is shorting out. And then,
that's bad. That's not even a nice thing to say. That's terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. When you start seeing your drywall starting to sag down, you know you've got a problem.
Yeah. I mean, you don't want to wait to that point, do you? You don't want to sit there and go, hey, look, what's that thing falling from the wall? Oh, it's my wall.
It's your wall.
You would prefer to know that ahead of time. Wouldn't you rather, I mean, shouldn't they just get an inspection done?
It sure helps. It sure helps. Just getting a general inspection. You can find out some simple things that'll help your roof keep lasting as long as it's supposed to.
Okay, here's my question then. How often, let's say you're a person who has a house or a condo, whatever you have that you have a connection to, how often do you get an inspection? I mean, do you do that once a year?
You should have a yearly maintenance done, yes.
Okay, is there a maintenance thing to do, or is it like somebody takes a flashlight and is it, or the actual maintenance where you're kind of like, you know, there could be holes, there could be some tar, stuff that's needed, I mean, patching kind of thing. How does that work? I mean,
it's as simple. It can be something as simple as debris just on your roof that's going to be clogging your gutters up or clogging drains up. All of that stuff can slow down the water flow and or find areas that aren't sealed properly.
If the water sits on the roof, then that's not good.
That
right?
can Isn't also that, cause deterioration to your product.
See, that's the key.
That's right.
And that's expensive. I mean, you start fixing that, now you're talking, that's not cheap.
Yeah,
right?
If the material has been degraded because of debris on the roof, then you're stuck having to replace it. Some areas you can't just replace sections.
So then you have to replace the whole thing.
That can be quite expensive.
Versus an inspection, which can catch that easier, earlier, and
that's
save
right.
thousands
sure
thousands of dollars. I mean, that's not even a joke. That's a big amount. Okay.
Yeah,
right. So and everybody knows, we've talked to, we do a pretty good job of promoting you. I think we've done pretty good, although we've had some fun. at your guys' expense. In fact, are you going to, I know you're doing some scripting, but are we going to find that one commercial with Noah? Do we have that one by chance? Can you see if you can locate that? Just IM me when you get a hold of that one, because I think we can play, or anytime you're ready. Okay, play it now. This is my favorite commercial for you guys. I know we can't keep doing it, but go ahead and play it.
We enjoy it.
Go ahead.
There. All done with the roof.
You call that a roof? You need to call Eric at Excalibur Roofing to get the job done right. Excalibur Roofing. They know how to do a roof right.
What's this?
It's a cell phone.
What's a cell phone?
Never mind. Just dial these numbers. 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. And ask Eric at Excalibur Roofing to help you with your roof. His work is good. He even gives free estimates.
What's an estimate?
He also has a website on the internet, ExcalibarRoofing.com.
What's an internet?
Are you done loading the animals into the ark?
Not yet. By the way, why am I doing this again?
How long can you tread water?
Right.
Right, now, not a lot of people do commercials in the middle of their interviews.
Now, David, I'm still wondering how you got your voice so low.
Yeah, that was an amazing voice changeover. We'll just give that one to Ohio State Ron for stepping in. So that was actually our own Noah playing Noah.
Nice.
See the irony there? I mean, the irony there is just you can't beat it. And then we had Ohio State Ron doing the voice of the Lord. I mean, it's a classic kind of commercial. And we actually didn't get any complaints. I don't know if you got any complaints.
No.
Typically, people would be like, you can't do that. That's blasphemy. And then my typical response is, take a left off of the California coast and go until you reach Mass. Because it's like, what? Who cares about that? So here's the deal. 760-743-8803 is the phone number to reach Excalibur Roofing. And here's the other deal. And what Eric was just talking about, kind of important. You can't just neglect your roof. Because if you neglect your roof, you're probably neglecting one of the key components to what is most likely your largest financial asset. Now, I say that because I'm one of those people that's like your greatest asset, besides your relationship with the Lord, which would always be number one,
Agreed. Is
your children. Mm-hmm. I mean, your children, your family, what you're doing, that mm-hmm. connection there, the connections the Lord gave you, that's your second. But in a financial realm, it's typically the house that becomes the big element. And to neglect your roof is to neglect probably – I mean, you could argue to say this. One of the key essential – I mean, you don't need drapes as much as you need a roof, because if you don't have a roof, they ain't no drapes. I mean, it's, it just kind of works
exactly.
its way, right?
Exactly.
Is that right?
Yep.
So you just came down from a roof literally in the last, what, hour, 45
yep.
minutes?
In the last 45 minutes, I just got here.
So you were up on a roof
yep.
while we were doing the show, started the show, and got the roof. What were you doing? Big job, small job? I mean, I know they're all important. So, and I know you guys can be what big? Because it was a big roof.
It was a small repair, actually. All my guys are really busy right now, just making sure all these roofs are prepared for the rain that is coming tomorrow.
Yeah, 2 inches.
Yep, 2 inches of rain tomorrow, and so we have a client in Chula Vista that we just finished up, and they had one other problem with the chimney, so I was able to fix that chimney within 45 minutes, and I just gave myself enough time
good job.
To get that done and over here before the rain came.
Good job. Yeah. And you know how much we appreciate it. Now, most people listen to the show, they know you're one of my big sponsors, and so nothing wrong with that. It's like, look, we know that what we're doing, it's crazy Christian radio, but there's a bigger element there, and everybody is aware of it, and we don't say it a lot because we just let it happen, but there's a ministry element that's taking place. We're reaching out to people. We get letters. I mean, we've gotten 50 communiques in the last 2.5 weeks. Oh, and it's just people going, you know, oh, it's just really needed that and so on and so forth. And you can't list them all because I have a problem because I think it's, you know, a little bit of arrogancy to kind of list them all. And then the sales team's, oh, we need them for tools. And it's like, I can't do it. And it's like, I don't know how to get through that whole mess. But here's the bottom line. The bottom line is in the participation of Eric supporting the show, he's supporting the ministry that we're doing. And the bigger part of the ministry is this. It's reaching people who have no relationship with God, who it's reaching people who have a relationship with the Lord and it's cracked. And everybody knows exactly what I'm talking about. And then it's also people that have a relationship with the Lord and they just need a boost. Yeah. They just need they need a monster, so to speak.
Yep.
And just give them a little energy and keep it going. And it's all those that we try to reach. And we do, there's probably a truth to saying Well, you're not as kind to this group as this group. That's probably true. I mean, it's I'm really not as kind to all Gentiles compared to Jews. I can't help you. It was like one of those things.
But you're allowed to be real.
Yeah. You know, well, you have to be, don't you?
Yeah.
You got to be. Yeah. You are what you are. And the yeah. And then we've done it now. We're in. We're just yesterday was our 13th month of doing this, and it's like wow. And most people. The best part about this whole thing is we know we're not professional. That's fine. Because it's like if we were professional.
Well, and this is live radio, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not good at that. It's like, you know, in three and two and one. I'm not doing Pilates. Give me a break. You know, I'm trying to share what we're sharing. All right. We're going to take a short break. Come back and hang out with us another segment, can't you? Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, cool. Yep. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, we're going to have more fun with Eric Holloway talking about Excalibur Roofing and just the fact that the Lord is the reason we do virtually all that we do.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Phrase, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Holiday experience, take a ride atop the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway. Special ride and dine packages are available with dinner at Pines Cafe and tram fare together in one special combo price. For information, please visit pstramway.com.
First Presbyterian Church of San Diego invites you to listen each Sunday morning at 11 a.m. to First Presbyterian Jazz Worship Hour. Led by a group of talented jazz musicians and Pastor Jerry Andrews, this worship delivers an inspiring biblical message. This unique service will uplift your spirit and feed your soul. So listen this Sunday to First Presbyterian's Jazz Worship Hour at 11 a.m. If you'd like to attend First Presbyterian, service times are online at fpcsd.org. 2014 is the year of the pastor. KPRZ will celebrate those in ministry with five special events in 2014, kicking it off with the Year of the Pastor Luncheon on Wednesday, January 15th with Robert Jeffries. KPRZ will announce the first inductees to the KPRZ Hall of Faith, recognizing those who've served and strengthened the faith of the people in San Diego. It'll be a special historical day, and you don't want to miss it. The Year of the Pastor Luncheon, Wednesday, January 15th with Robert Jeffries. Register today at kprz.com. No one in San Diego wants gophers, rats, or mice on their property. Then the question becomes, do you handle the problem with chemicals or find a natural solution? A government study proved that one nesting pair of barn owls can consume 2,000 gophers, rats, and mice per year, whether they nest in the city or the country. The Barn Owl Box is a green solution to San Diego's rodent problem. Working together, we can stop using poison outside. Poison doesn't control the rodent population in San Diego, but it does make owls very sick, and when their babies ingest poison, they die. Get an owl box made from organic materials and gain real control over rodents on your property. This is an affordable, long-term, natural answer to your problem. Boxes start at just $350. Call Tom at 760-445-2023. Learn more online at barnowlboxes.com. 760-445-2023.
Okay, people, let's start with the basics. We need food, clothing, and a good roof. That's where Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing comes into the picture. With over 20 years of experience, active in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is the name that you can trust. Whether your quest is for residential or commercial help, Excalibur Roofing can rescue you from that tower of trouble. The way that Excalibur approaches each customer is by offering the best possible roof in every situation. From new roof construction to old roof replacements and repairs, Excalibur Roofing has got you covered. Get it? Just call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or you can go to the Excalibur website at excaliburroofing.com. Remember, all estimates are free. Get covered with Excalibur Roofing, your knight in shining armor.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. I was talking to my brother yesterday, you know. Oh, that's right. I do that. I was talking to my brother yesterday, and he's like, stop saying you sound like a Muppet. And I'm like, no. See, when we were first started the show, like in the first 90 days, a young man called up, says he really liked the show, but he loves the fact that I sound like a Muppet. So I think that's the funny thing. And he's like,
waka,
oh.
Waka, waka.
Yeah.
I say that all the time, but it seems I date myself.
Yeah, well,
the
now.
The waka thing? Yeah, nobody understands it.
They don't get that anymore.
Let's do a quick check of the traffic. It's like a U-Haul truck that's painted all white. That's on the road. Wow. I wouldn't get stuck behind that guy. It does not look like he knows where he's going. So if I'm you, I get away from that. And then also the weather. Great. All right. So anyhow, let's talk a little bit about positions that you have, because one of the things that Excalibur Roofing is doing for the community in itself, if you think about it from this point of view, offering an opportunity for people to get involved in a career that they have some touch to, but maybe they need some growth and discipleship, or just an opportunity to prove their skills. Is that about right?
That's right. That's,
okay, talk looking, to us about that. What is it? What are you really looking for?
We're looking for guys that either want an entry position, something in an apprenticeship, or even a journeyman installers that are out there that are looking to move on from the company they're in. Maybe they don't like the atmosphere that they're working around. Maybe they're looking for something a little more family-friendly, which is what we're all about. We're not a monster company. We have, right, currently six employees right now and one sales gentleman. But, yeah, we are looking for more installers, especially, as you said, the rain is coming, and we're always looking for new guys that want to learn a new trade. I'm out there hands-on training guys, as well as my journeyman installers out there are training our guys. We even have a tool purchase program, so the guys
What's a tool purchase
program?
Allows, what is that?
It allows guys who have absolutely no tools to get the starter kit. You know, we can set them up to where we can have them on a tool purchase rebate to buy those tools back within a few paychecks. So they have an opportunity to start with absolutely nothing, maybe just a pair of boots, and we'll suit them up with a Excalibur shirt and get them started.
Yeah, cool shirt, by the way. That's cool. I just like that you're doing that. And mm-hmm. I like that you're one of the things we talk about on the show is that you guys approach, I think you approach your business the way that I have been approaching to some mm-hmm. degree the radio show. And that is understanding that whatever we're doing in day by day, in each day, that we're trying to do it as unto the Lord. Now, we don't do mm-hmm. that perfectly because mm-hmm. I've yet to meet any human being that does that perfectly. And I'll just cite the Apostle Paul. One of my favorite lines, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. He didn't go who I was chief. Because we all feel mm-mm. like we're like the chief sinner, because somehow the grace that God gave us is so unique that we feel like when we breach it, that we've breached at this element that other people cannot understand, which is what's so great and unique about the Lord. Mm-hmm. It's that that grace that he gives us is so powerful, so personal, too. People don't get that. It's not just this judicial act. It's a very personal element where you understand the God of the universe has forgiven me my sins, mm-hmm. and I don't want to disappoint him. Mm-hmm. And then when you do, then you feel like, oh, I'm the worst sinner ever, because you just feel like you kind of messed it up. And that's that personalized element of the grace, isn't that? I just love stuff.
Absolutely,
like that.
It turns us back to our Father.
Yeah,
we know that just like our earthly parents, when we disappointed them so much, it made us feel, you know, like dirt, so to speak, and we're basically at our knees again, saying, "Oh, you know, just forgive me. I don't want to get spanked."
Yeah, exactly.
We have a greater God in heaven who once just gave us just he has a. An unending mercy and grace for us. And I exercise that with my guys, too. You know, they're not perfect, you know?
You mean they don't do everything absolutely perfectly robotically?
No, they don't have always the most glorious attitudes either, you know? And sometimes I have to set them straight. But it's wonderful when you see the result of that, when you don't just come down on them with hail and brimstone. But you come at them in a more corrective measure, and they just seem to the result of that is they learn more,
they respond better.
They just respond better.
You know, I've found, and tell me if this is accurate or not, but I find if you think if you're in a position where you have that opportunity to mm-hmm. to discipline, correct, change. I mean, no matter mm-hmm. everybody's always. Unless you're Jesus, you're being disciplined by the Lord. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I mean, I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. So unless you've reached that point, or unless you're in heaven, then I guess then that's different. But then you're probably not listening to this show. Certainly, it's not a part of heaven. Parts of hell? I don't know. We'll see. But anyway, so the bottom line of that is that when people have that opportunity to be corrected or instructed, when the correction or the instruction takes place, I find it in my own mind important to say. You know, they weren't trying to do this mess up. You know, it's like, right. Here's my goal today. I'm going to put this shingle on in the wrong place because I have no other goal in life. It's like, that's so like, and sometimes I think that's how people respond to one another. Like, well, you did this wrong. Okay, well, I didn't wake up today and say, Lord, help me do this wrong. It's like, that's not the goal. Mm-mm. That's something that happens and it takes place. And if you kind of know that, then when you're doing that instruction and correction, it's kind of, okay, well, we're trying to get to a greater good or a greater place here. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, but by the way, you were talking about disappointing parents. See, there's a great Jewish joke there, okay? So I got to use it.
Great
it's
segue.
This. It's okay, we'll break and then we'll come back because I still want to talk about one other thing. But here's the joke. In the Jewish realm, your mother might say, are you a doctor? Are you a lawyer? Are you a disappointment? It's either doctor, lawyer, or disappointment. See, only people that grow up Jewish can really appreciate the humor of that. People are like, that's offensive. No, offense is outside the house. We're talking about roofs. All right, we're going to take a short break and come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. We come back. I want to talk to Eric about why he got connected with the show.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
When KPRZ's Cameron Bradna needed a dentist, he went to Dr. Rhea Middleton Dentistry.
When you visit Dr. Rhea Middleton, you can tell that their goal is to create the most relaxed and comfortable visit possible. I had to go in for some cleaning and a couple fillings, and all that work only took about an hour. They're super quick, super gentle.
Okay, Cameron, what makes Dr. Middleton different?
Right, so I'm laying there on the chair. I got the bib on, I got the little sucker dude dad thingy in my mouth, and here comes Dr. Middleton, and you can just tell she treats everybody like family. She's also an in-network doctor that accepts all PPO plans, and patients without insurance, no problem, just $75 for a cleaning exam and x-ray. And there's plenty of free parking right in beautiful La Jolla. I'd recommend Dr. Middleton to anyone and everyone.
Call Dr. Middleton today at 858-459-1600. That's 858-459-1600.
Oh, and Dr. Middleton said that for any new KPRZ patient who comes in for a teeth cleaning exam and x-ray, will receive a free in-office teeth whitening. A super sweet deal.
Sweet?
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. Marty Schneider here with an invitation for y'all to visit my brand new website. It's theretirementprofessor.com. That's all one word, theretirementprofessor.com. On my brand new website, we have a monthly newsletter. There's articles on retirement topics like Social Security and tax planning strategies. There's seminars and calculators and all sorts of educational materials designed to help folks to make informed decisions on their finances. You can also contact me right there on the website if you have a question or if you want to schedule a consultation with me. So check it out, theretirementprofessor.com. Or if you prefer, you can call my offices directly at 800-727-PLAN. That's 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call me for your free consultation and visit theretirementprofessor.com or call me at 800-727-PLAN.
Would you like to know how to become three times less likely to experience a home burglary? Mike Melton, president of Security Alarm Now, is here to tell us about that.
Statistics show that you're three times less likely to have your home broken into when monitored by a home security system. Right now, we're offering listeners a complete ADT security system free of charge when they call
1-888-608-9146.
You only pay $99 for the installation, and the monitoring is only about a dollar a day.
That's really economical, especially when you're talking about the safety of your family. Are there any other offers for our listeners?
Yes, the next 20 people who call 1-888-608-9146 will receive a free upgraded to a voice keypad, which in the event of an emergency allows you to talk to the ADT dispatcher through your keypad. It will also include a $100 Visa gift card.
Call 1-888-608-9146. That's 1-888-608-9146.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. You know what we're doing on this show? We're having fun. If you're listening to the show, you're probably having fun, too. Is Ingrid listening right now?
She's going to be probably.
Right now?
Yep.
Anything you want to say? Like, you're the greatest in the world? Something like that? You want to say that?
Real quick? I love her very much. Okay. We just got done celebrating our seventh.
Did you? Congratulations. Hi, Ingrid. I got that email, though. I will make that change. I talk to people during the show. Is that weird? But that's all right. I get texts during the show.
Nobody knows. She does all of our billing.
All of it. All of it. Yep. Yeah. So I should stop sending stuff to the wrong place.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually. All right, folks. So we're talking to Eric Holloway here from Excalibur Roofing. Did we just enter an echo chamber? Did I just think it just added, just echo just added in? Here's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about how you came to the show. And before we do that, let's have people understand. You are a very devoted Christian man who's got a business, and roofing is the passion that the Lord's put in your life. Mm-hmm. And he's given you the ability to have your own company. And in doing that, you feel like you're serving people when you're doing roof service for them. You're serving the Lord, doing it as unto the Lord, but to them and for them. And anybody that wants information can go to excaliberroofing.com, get that information anytime. You guys know the number. It's 760-743-8803. But you came to this show before we met. You were listening to the show before we ever had a chance to meet.
That's right.
Talk to me a little bit about that.
That's right.
Talk to me about that.
Well, it was through your DDDs, actually. I had listened to you a few times when you were doing, you did a pastor's golf tournament at one point. That was really fun.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were a complete goofball,
yeah.
But you had a really good time, and you were real. And there was always your DDDs. You would always at least have a devotion. Now you have a couple, which is great.
Yeah.
You know, never can get enough. And you actually ministered to me in a scripture what had to do with marriage. And in some ways, it's also the way I approach my business and being able to devote myself to that, to live sacrificially for my wife, is what I do when we're out there on the roof too. But I really appreciated that. And something you mentioned just a moment ago when we started is we advertise on your station, and in essence, more people get the chance to hear those devotions because of my support. I never really thought of that being an act of ministry asking you to advertise for me. And when I came to you, it had more to do with your moral standing than anything else. If I'm going to side with anybody with this company or anybody's going to represent this company, I'm going to want it to be a source that people can trust or feel that is relational to my personal beliefs.
Right. Yeah, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. You know, I wish that and you can't have it. It doesn't work with all the clients that way. I mean, that's mm-hmm. one of the. But I wish that that bigger picture is so important. It's so crucial because we do the best we can to do business, and we do that for each other, try to support each other.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, there's things going on that are in the kingdom realm that we don't always get all that information on that the Lord's doing, and we know it. We know it. And you just, mm-hmm. you kind of wish that some of the, and it doesn't always happen this way, like I said, but the clientele would understand, hey, there's a bigger big thing going on here. Let's do what we can to advance it. And whether, I'm glad to be a part of it, as long as the Lord will have me do it. But I'm glad that people like you are in my life because it's, you know, I feel like if I have a prayer situation, I'd just call you on the phone. I mean, you got your cell phone and say, hey, Eric, I need this. You know, it's like, hey, that's a great relationship.
Oh, there's been even opportunities that we obviously text one another throughout the week, whether it's about the Lions or whether it's about praying for our kids.
Yeah.
We've developed a more of a friendship than anything else now, too. So
I think it's great, too.
I think it's awesome.
Yeah, that's the way business should be, isn't it? I mean,
I believe that you're absolutely right.
Yeah,
I wish it was like that. I wish it, and I know that now Rod's walking back and forth somewhere back there going, it's about the numbers, you know, because he's a sales manager. I understand that, you know.
Well, you but, know, you know, I'm he's just doing his work is unto the Lord, right?
Yeah, that's he's doing that right up till 401, and then he's leaving. Anyway, and he's all excited because Ohio State, rather, they're playing Michigan State, and he's thinking they're going to win. If they win, then they go to national championship. Mm-hmm. So either on Monday, everybody's going to have this really this great sense of everybody's really excited because Ron's in a good mood, or not. Anyway, we'll see. Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. You know you can go to excaliberroofing.com, get some general information. Site's being updated, but go there and check it out. You'll get the information you need. They do free estimates. They do new roof construction, old roof replacements, and repairs. And here's the thing. If you're not sure, call them. That's what you want to do. They're not going to say, oh, $1.50 for calling us. I mean, that doesn't work that way.
Nope.
Call, and they'll talk to you. They'll do the best. And if they can help or they need to do something to work with you, they will. That's what you want. You want people that are solid like that. Great job. You know, you did a great job. So
thank you.
I do a read, but we just spent a half hour talking, so I'm not
doing great. Thanks.
Excellent work. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. God bless.
You.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Guess what the DVD is going to be coming up in just a bit? Hearing the Voice of God.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
There's no better way to celebrate the holidays than the promise of no mortgage payments. And if you've already paid off your mortgage, give yourself the gift of financial peace of mind. Hey, Mark Larson here. For years, I've been talking about the reverse mortgage, and there's no better way for me to describe this loan of opportunity than to tell you a reverse mortgage will allow you to fund your longevity. Yes, there are changes coming, but if we act today, there's no need to worry. If you and your spouse are 62 years or older, call my friend Mehran Aram, president and CEO of the Aramco Group, one of a handful of certified reverse mortgage professionals in the nation. Join him for the next free dinner workshop at the beautiful Sheraton Resort and Spa in Carlsbad, December 5th at 6 p.m. Don't put this off any longer. Redefine your retirement today. Call 866-600-1130, 866-600-1130, or aramco.biz. Purchase, refinance, reverse. That's the Aramco Group. Trust with confidence. Trust Aramco.
DRE number 01853626, NMLS number 277316.
My name is Frank St. John. I am a resident at Genesis Recovery. The morning of August 12, 2013, I got on my knees and asked God to help. 3 hours later, I ended up at Genesis Recovery, broken, ready to surrender my life to God. By the grace of God, I am able to see my children today to share my testimony with them.
My name is Tommy Hathorn. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Genesis Recovery San Diego is a ministry of the Rock Church. Christ is the focal point of our 12-step recovery process. Our recovery journey is focused on the restoration of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health.
Genesis Recovery is here to serve those who are enslaved by drugs and alcohol. If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, or for more information on how you can help, please call Genesis Recovery today at 619-797-7319 or go to GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com. Genesis Recovery San Diego, setting captives free in Jesus' name.
Shane and Phil. Hey, Christmas tour.
Christmas tour coming your way.
Maranatha Chapel in San Diego invites you to a very intimate Christmas concert when Phil Wickham joins Shane and Shane on Sunday, December 15th. And it's free. Yep, a free Christmas concert with Phil Wickham and Shane and Shane on Sunday, December 15th, 6 p.m. at Maranatha Chapel. Kids at 4 p.m. for a living nativity with live animals, a movie, games, crafts, cookies, hot cider, and coffee. This event is free. Join Maranatha Chapel and Shane with Phil Wickham on their 2013 Christmas tour on Sunday, December 15th. Go to maranathachapel.org for more details.
What can one person do? One person can potentially reach hundreds of illiterate people in India and change their lives forever with the good news of Jesus Christ through a talking Bible, an audio Bible in their own language. One person listening right now can give a talking Bible and help an evangelist reach a fishing village where they've never heard of Jesus. And he'll play God's word to the people there, resulting in hundreds who accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. By being that one person who picks up the phone right now, you can literally change lives for eternity. The new and improved Talking Bible can be donated for just $35. Please call Talking Bibles with your one-time gift of $35 at 1-800-572-8800. That's 1-800-572-8800 or online at kprz.com. This work cannot be accomplished without your help. We need just one person to call right now. Is that one person you? Call 1-800-572-8800.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. I'm telling you right now, this not this segment, but the next segment, I'm doing a DDD. And it's all about hearing the voice of the Lord. Oh, you cannot miss this. This is the way to go out for the weekend. No questions about it. No ifs, ands, or buts. But before I do that, I have a DDD that will irritate most people to no end. That's fun too, isn't it? I have all these stories that I can do, but I have these DDDs. What do I want to do? Stories, DDDs. Stories, DDDs. Okay, I'll do this story. Ready? No, I'll do this DDD. Joshua chapter 15, verses 13 through 15. For scripting purposes, if we just use the verse, which I'll give to you later, Rubble, and then I can give you kind of a quick summary breakdown. Here's what the DDD says. Ready? Oh, people are not going to like this, especially Ohio State people. The ultimate God is not left, God is not right passage. Joshua chapter 5, verse 13 through 15. The ultimate God is not left, God is not right passage. Are you ready to have your overall political understanding blown to smithereens?
What's the passage again?
Joshua chapter 5, verse 13 through 15. Says this, and this is not going to be kind to all. Now, when Joshua was near Jericho, he looked up and he saw a man standing in front of him with a drawn sword in his hand. Joshua went up to him and asked, "Are you for us or for our enemies?" "Neither," he replied, "but as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come." Then Joshua fell face down into the ground in reverence and asked him, "What message does my Lord have for his servant?" The commander of the Lord's army replied, "Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy." And Joshua did so. Oh, can you take the sword out of my back, please? First and foremost, Joshua is near Jericho. He looks up and he sees a man standing in front of him with a drawn sword. The man with the sword is an angel of God, a warrior, and as it turns out, the commander of the Lord's army. Some argument as to whether that's Michael or not, don't really care. I think the image is all too clear. Joshua looks up, sees an angel with a sword, and goes, wow. And then he asks this question, what any good leader in a cause would ask: are you for us or are you for our enemies? You want to hear what the question is again? Are you for the left or are you for the right? Are you for the Republicans or are you for the Democrats? Are you for the liberals or are you for conservatives? Are you for the Pentecostals or are you for the Baptists? Are you for the Michiganders or are you for the Ohio Stadians? That's the question.
Dodgers.
Okay. Are you for the Dodgers or are you for any other team? That's how you could have said that one. Here's the bottom line. Here's the question. See, now, I think people need to remember who is Joshua. Do you remember who Joshua was? He was the chosen leader to lead God's chosen people. Do you think he was in favor with God? Yes. He actually never really lost anything except for Ai, where there was the sin of Achan. But here's the bottom line. Joshua, the leader of God's chosen people, And so he asks the big dude with the sword, well, are you for us or are you for your enemies? Not as though he was going to do anything, no matter what he said. But here was the response of the angel. Ready? Verse 14. Neither. What? You've got to be for Joshua. He's the commander of the Lord's people. You know what the angel said? Neither. Angels don't get, they're not in human wars that way. The angel represents God. He's the commander of God's army. Are you kidding me? You're going to give him something trivial like left, right, Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative, when the entire universe is at war? You're going to talk about voting for a candidate in a small city, and that's the actual war compared to the real spiritual war? Have you lost your mind? Have you lost your mind? Whose side are you on, commander of the Lord's army? Neither. I am for God. I come on behalf of God, not men. Boy, as soon as we start thinking this war and this difference of opinion, this political warfare is the center of the universe, we've lost our minds. The center of the universe is the throne of God, and any other place is not the center of the universe. And then Joshua says this. Oh, you can't get away from this. What's your message? What's the message you have for me? Now remember, again, this is Joshua, the chosen leader of God's people. Joshua surrendered at the moment to God's direction, God's desire, God's message. He wasn't even caught up in his own war that he was about to fight. He let that go. Because why? Because he was standing right by the commander of the Lord's army. Guess what Joshua figured out in a millisecond, in a nanoprobe? Guess what he found out? He found out, there's bigger stuff than me. This is a bigger issue than me. And then this is what the angel said. Listen to what the angel said. Don't tell me this is not a mind blower. God's land, and often his purposes, by the way, are set apart from man's general understanding. He says, you're on holy ground. Oh, man. No, it just makes me shiver. You're on holy ground. Could you imagine being Joshua and have the commander of the Lord's army look at him and go, you're on holy ground? What a moment. So here's my response for the left and the right. Respect top center. Don't you dare think that a human war is the same as the center of the universe. Don't you dare insult God that way. This is a fight for men's souls. Ah, but the philosophy, Dave, and it's connected here. It's a Satan versus God warfare. Pick a side. Man is just going to choose which side he's going to come down on. And if he chooses Satan's side, he's going to lose for all eternity. Pick a side. Pick a side. You have to serve somebody. And it may be the Lord, and it might not be the Lord, but you're going to serve somebody. Why? Because you're human. You're going to do it that way, one way or another. Don't tell me that's not powerful. The ultimate God is not left, God is not right passage. Who are you for? Neither. I'm for God. Respect top center. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, a DDD about hearing the voice of God.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
When car shopping, if saving time and money are important to you, then you need to visit the all-new BobBaker.com. There's new vehicles, plus the best of the best used vehicles with pictures, prices, and all the info at BobBaker.com. That's BobBaker.com.
There are nearly 10,000 homeless in our community. I'm Frank Ertassin with San Diego Gas and Electric Company. This holiday season, San Diego Rescue Mission is experiencing record-breaking increases in emergency services to families with very young children. We encourage you to support San Diego Rescue Mission in its emergency holiday appeal to help provide food, shelter, and hope to the homeless men, women, and children of our community. No one should be walking the streets hungry and desperate. Please join San Diego Gas and Electric Company and provide a hot meal with a message of hope to every person who comes to San Diego Rescue Mission. The need is great and the time is now. Help us assure that every person who comes to San Diego Rescue Mission receives a meal and hope for a better tomorrow. Go to SanDiegoRescueMission.org and donate today. Thank you on behalf of San Diego Gas and Electric Company and San Diego Rescue Mission. God bless you.
If you're a fan of Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney in the movie White Christmas, now you can see it live. San Diego Musical Theater's production of Irving Berlin's White Christmas at the Birch North Park Theater in San Diego, Thursday, December 12th through Sunday, December 22nd.
Sisters, sisters.
The stage adaptation tells the story of two showbiz buddies who stage a winter show in a picturesque Vermont inn and find their perfect mates in the bargain.
You'll fall asleep counting your blessings.
Irving Berlin's White Christmas is a merry and bright Broadway experience full of dancing, laughter, and some of the greatest songs ever written. For generations, families have enjoyed the uplifting and beloved songs of White Christmas. Get tickets and information online at SanDiegoMusicalTheater.com or call 858-560-5740. That's 858-560-5740.
Hi, this is Bobby and Tony Lee, founders of Daily Disciples Ministries and Media for Women. We are so excited to bring back our show, The Way for Today, on KPRZ 1210 AM, Sundays at 10 AM.
The Way for Today radio program shares the message of Christ while inspiring you to have hope, health, and happiness in your daily life. Tune in every Sunday at 10 AM. Get involved and let's share life's journey together, walking out our faith.
Taking care of business in San Diego is all about the people. Hi, I'm Art Valenzuela, and I want you to meet the people who make business and jobs happen right here in our hometown. This is your invitation to listen to The Startup with me, Art Valenzuela. New here on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ. Saturdays from 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. Find out more online at thestartupsocal.com or call 858-356-4144. The Startup, Saturdays at 7 p.m. on KPRZ.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Now, you can get the David Spoon Experience podcast 24/7. Every zany segment, every round of trivia, every off-the-wall joke, every super deep thought-provoking atheist maddening rant. Every single show of the DSE. Go now to www.thejewishchristian.com. Listen, you're entering the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Robo producer, how you doing today, man? How are you?
Since I'm going to be getting my car back in about an hour, life is good.
Life is good. You get your car back. Don't talk to me about cars. That's not the conversation
I'd say
I
can drive 55, but you know.
Okay. I got to decide what I'm going to do. Anyway, let's point out a couple of things. I want to make sure that people understand that when I'm talking about the kingdom of God versus the kingdom of man, I'm talking about the kingdom of God versus the kingdom of man. I don't want you to miss that. The DDD that we're going to close out with, though, a mind blower. Is that four words? A mind blower. Oh, I guess it's three words. A mind blow. Well, if I separate mind and blower, that works.
You four know? Syllables.
Okay. Oh, I can do that. Mind. Oh, that's the same thing. Darn. Okay.
Just don't read that tongue twister from yesterday.
I forgot it. Well, whatever it was, if it was from MIT, it must be true because you heard it on radio. Anyway, here's the bottom line to that. Here's the one I want to do. It's the DDD about hearing the voice of God. I want you to listen to this. Why? Because I'm hoping, listen to what I'm saying. I'm hoping to encourage your listening skills that you and I together may grow and listen more closely to what the Lord has to say. Fair enough? Fair enough. All right? All right. All right? All right. All right. All right. Joshua chapter 4, verse 15. It's going to be one of the shortest verses you've ever heard me teach on in a DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day. Ready? Joshua 4:15. Ready? 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 Yes, Dave. Go ahead. Hey, you think I do that?
Please,
just
Dave, go ahead.
Do I do that just to irritate people?
Yes, maybe, you do.
Maybe. Maybe. Joshua 4:15 says, now the Lord said to Joshua. What? I was short. Now the Lord said to Joshua, here's the whole key. Here's the whole thingy. Here's the whole togethery thingy. The Lord speaks to his kids. The Lord speaks to his kids. And people that say, oh, the Lord doesn't. Remember, if you remember back in the day in Laugh-In, how the gal that was doing the phone, the one ringy dingy to Lily Tomlin. I think that was it. She actually said something pretty funny one time. She said, if we speak to God, it's prayer. If he speaks to us, it's schizophrenia. It's like, that's a good line, because you need to be aware that the Lord speaks to his kids. If he didn't speak to his kids, none of us would be saved. So here's a question I'm asking. Here's a question I'm answering. How does the Lord speak to us? How does the Lord speak to you? How does the Lord speak to me? So I came up with 8 different elements where the Lord speaks to us. So for our scripting purposes, just 8 ways the Lord speaks to us, because you don't have to enumerate them all. Here we go. Number one, the number one way that I'm convinced that the Lord speaks to his kids, his word. Genesis 1:1 through Revelation 22:21. Number one way. And no matter what, he's never going to say anything else that's going to contradict his word. His word is the bottom line. You may be spirit-led, but you need to also be Bible-grounded. There's no escaping that. His word. And what's another way that the Lord speaks to us? By the way, Robo, if you come up with another process that I don't mention, you're welcome to chime in on that. Number two, God speaks to us through other people. Other human beings. Other entities of humanity, he speaks to us. And he can even speak to you through an animal if he wants to. I mean, obviously, he used an animal. He used a donkey to rebuke a prophet. So we know he can do that. That's not a question. But primarily, other people. We'll get to the animals in a second. Number three, through the Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit can quicken to your heart, make alive anything at any time that is a truth that's in line with God's word. You might have the Holy Spirit quicken a passage that somebody mentions in the back of a car, and you just sense that connection to it. That's the Holy Spirit speaking to you about a truth that's connected through there. Here's the fourth way. Listen to this. Circumstances. You ever find it? I didn't say merchandising. I said circumstances. Circumstances. In your situation, God can speak to you, teaching you through circumstances. Here's number five. Ready for number five? Dreams. Oh, dream. The Lord will speak to you through dreams. Is every dream from the Lord? No. Several dreams are from Taco Bell. I mean, if you've had enough burritos and enough chalupas and enough Mountain Dew.
Any type of late night Mexican.
Yeah, I think you're pretty much guaranteeing that kind of dream being just shy of acid. I mean, just shy of it. What's another way the Lord speaks to you? Through creation and space and mountains and sunsets. Beautiful, right? That's a beautiful way. I love the way the Lord's been speaking to me through sunsets lately. Number seven, life observations. You might look at something and the Holy Spirit may help you understand it. And you grasp that the Lord is communicating or teaching you. Here's the one that people don't like to talk about. I've only got a minute to go. I want to make sure you get this one. The Lord might speak to you. Ready for this? Ready, Robo? The Lord might speak to you directly. 35 years ago, when I was pin smoking some Lebanese blonde hash, the Lord spoke to me directly, audibly. 2 words. That's enough. 35 years later, not doing drugs. Two words. 35 years of impact. 33 years ago, on my first fast, big fast, the Lord said, you cannot merit my love. I've used you cannot merit my love, if not every day, every other day for 33 years. People could say, oh, the Lord didn't speak that to you. Really? It served me well to serve him well. So I would strongly disagree. So his word, other people, through the Holy Spirit, circumstances, dreams, creation, space, life observations, or directly, the Lord will speak to you. Why? Because he speaks to his kids, and you're his kid. That's why. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We're going to take a 70-hour break, right? 70 hours. We're going to come back and do the insanity of Spoonanity all over again. Why? Because we want to. We'll see you now.
to celebrate.